Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'll let the music play a little longer. Well, I'll just be honest with you, because sure enough, I was getting my dinner in the oven. My planning came out just a little bit wrong, but that's okay. I'm here now, and I am live coming to you from Bowie. And I love it. Let's see if there's anybody in the chat room. Nobody yet. Tonight we're going to talk about what everybody's talking about. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Unbelievable. But before we get to that, I want us to take a minute and just think about those two TV personalities, a reporter and her cameraman, who were killed this morning by a disgruntled employee, or so it looks like at this point in time. Apparently the man had been fired a couple of years ago, and he was mad, and he had anger problems, and he shot two people in cold blood this morning while they were in the middle of an interview. Let's just take a minute here and give them some thought. Well, it's really sad that those poor people are gone. There's some kind of sickness, some kind of gun sickness in America. I don't know where we're supposed to go with it. I don't know what we're supposed to do. Trump thinks it's all right. Even Sanders thinks it's all right. He comes from a state with a ton of hunters. And I don't have anything against hunting. You know, I don't want, Constantine's against hunters. No, not against hunters. I'm against the District of Columbia having 103 murders this year. Already as many as it had all of last year. Murders spiking and skyrocketing in Baltimore, Maryland. Murders. Chicago, it's like the mob days again. People are getting killed every other day. It's St. Valentine's Massacre every day. We've got to do something about it. Well, first we have to figure out what to do. Because I sure don't know. Any ideas? Nothing's too goofy. 347-945-6713. Let's try to figure out what we can do. My God! The slaughter must abate. The slaughter continues in the Middle East. We're slaughtering everybody's slaughtering everybody. Just guns, 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 guns. And some scumbags are getting rich off guns and war and hatred. I don't know, as I get closer to that hole in the ground, you know, it stare me in the face as I approach my 65th birthday. I am definitely in the autumn, and I want to do something. I want to accomplish something before you guys start throwing the dirt on me. But I don't know the answer. If you got a gun, if you own a gun, give me a call. 347-945-6713. You know, give me a call. Let me know what's going on. Oh, I don't know. It's just, it seems like, what's the point of this show? But anyway, give me a call. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'd like to talk about Donald Trump. You know, everybody's all up in arms because of the way that he treated Jose Vargas. I can't think of his name right now. I know that's extremely disrespectful, but, you know, I can't think of his name. What do you want me to do? I don't think Trump was disrespectful at all. I think the Unistad anchor and newsman wasn't being a newsman at all. He was making speeches. He could have been much more crushing with a series of well-placed questions and let Donald Trump answer them. So everybody says, Constantine, yeah, well, what would you have done? The man stood up to him. Well, I would have focused on the, what do you call it, the deporting of 11 million people. Mr. Trump, I'd say something like, Mr. Trump, your immigration plan calls for the deportation of 11 million people. I would like to know how you are going to... people than the Germans killed in the camps in World War II. So what are you going to do? Build great big holding pens in the desert? Tell us, Mr. Trump. And I might say something like, so now you have this 19-foot wall along the... or I don't know, 1,000-mile border, however long it is, how are you going to build that without Latino workers? Just like we needed the Chinese and the Irish to build the Intercontinental Railroad, to build the Great Wall of Trump, we're going to need foreign workers. Where do they come from, Mr. Trump? Then I might ask him, How are we going to round up these 11 million immigrants? Are we just going to kick down doors in the middle of the night? What's your plan for the roundup, Mr. Trump? And what's your plan, Mr. Trump, for the anchor babies, as you so like to call them? I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that question. I really don't. Anyway, but that's the kind of thing I would do with Mr. Trump. Instead of standing there making speeches, have to go out or get pushed out, then allowed back in, and Trump made a fool out of him because he let Trump gain the upper hand. Anyway, I'm not a big reporter for Spanish speaking radio. Good thing I'm not, because I don't speak Spanish. Or Italian speaking radio, because I don't speak Italian. You know, my grandfather was the neighborhood translator down at the saloon. Because he was the only one who could read English. Well, I guess we'd call the Bush family, they're diverse. I'm not sure. And George Bush or Jeb Bush talks all about how his family is diverse and he comes from a mixed family. I might ask Mr. Trump point blank, or Mr. Bush point blank, do you consider your wife to be a Caucasian? And I'd like to see what he says. You know, all this nonsense, well, I'm not going to call it nonsense. I don't have any right to call it nonsense. But the fact is, Spain's in Europe. Not in Africa. It's not in Asia. Spanish is a European language. It's not an African language. And there are way more Latins in the United States than there are African Americans. And it's time we paid attention to Latinos. I had an argument. Well, I don't want to get into that. Because I don't know what the answer is. But somebody give me a call. I'm tired of talking to myself. 347-945-6713 is the call-in language. No, I don't want to end the episode. Oh God, that would have been awful. What do I want to do? Well, what I want to do right now, I've got to put the music back on because my washing machine's going wacky. I'll be right back. Oh, great. Now the music won't come on. I'll be right back. I can't help it. There's going to be some dead air. Let me see who's in the chat room. Hey, guest 707, how are you? Welcome to Norman Knight. I got to go fix my washing machine. I'll be right back. I got a smoke alarm going off. I'm going to have to end this show.